What's going down, everybody? This is your boy Effington Major. You're listening to The Great Divide. I am your host, Wisdom Drum Corps. And tonight we're not sponsored, but I do want you to stay tuned to the end of the show because that way you'll get to hear about what's happening in July. A lot of y'all already know a lot of stuff is dropping in July that changes our fiscal year here at the show. And some new podcasts are dropping and some new ways for you to get involved with the show are about to happen. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But let's get into it. Tonight I'm going to talk about something that I believe I originally talked about last year, but a different angle of it, and that's animals. Last year I talked about dogs and cats and domesticated animals, you know, pets. Also, forgive me for talking so low. It's just that I am exhausted. I have been working very hard, so I come to an 8-9 hour a day job, and then right after that I jump right on this, trying to get everything ready for the changes that are coming in July, the website and the Facebook group and the Facebook page, and just a myriad of stuff that I have to do to be prepared. But I'm getting it done. In the meantime, I'm going to be exhausted, and I apologize if I'm not being as energetic as I usually am. I apologize, but I'm ready to slide my ass in the bed. And the funny thing is, I'm not even at home. I'm still in the studio, and I have like 3 more hours of work left before I go home. It's dark outside already. In any case, the last time we talked about animals, it was dogs and cats and why you should treat them better. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. I have been against animal captivity since I was 7 years old. I know motherfuckers is wondering, why seven? What happened to you at seven that made you not like zoos and shit like that? Which I don't. I believe that zoos serve a purpose. But I don't believe that animals should be locked in zoos or SeaWorlds or any places like that. I believe that animals should get to live their life in whatever habitat they came from. I don't believe in hunting and trophy hunting unless it is for sustenance. I don't feel like us or we as a species were put here to kill animals just for sport. That seems wasteful and useless. I also don't think we were put here to kill animals to reap monetary value from whatever it is that they have that can score a high price on whatever black market. But I wanted to go in depth with it a little bit so that you understand why I feel the way I feel. Now, all in all, I don't really have too much of a problem with the zoo. But what I do wish that the zoo would do is, instead of housing an animal from birth to death, to switch them out. So, like, I don't know how it would work. I don't know the logistics of this or anything. I'm just saying, it will make me feel better to know that an animal have lived at least half its life in the habitat that it comes from. And I know once you start drugging these animals and putting them in zoos where they're around people, that is their habitat, but they came from somewhere. They came from jungles and they came from rainforests and shit. And I feel like coming from a place of slavery, none of the people who, I shouldn't say none of them, very few of the people who made it through slavery on up through Jim Crow to the present day know what our real home feels like, know what it looks like. This is our home now because this is where we're resided to live. But I want to know what Africa looks like. And it's not on some I hate America shit or something like that. It's just, that's where I'm from. And I'll never get that opportunity. My sister got to go. That's a whole different podcast. That story's funny. And incidentally, she will be coming up in a new show that we are going to be dropping after July 1st called Sibling Rivalry. So I guess there's a shameless plug. In any case, not so much of a problem with the zoo. I just wish they would switch the animals out. Like we have presidents and senators and congressmen, what do they call, representatives. So representatives are elected every 2 years. Presidents are elected every 4 years. Senators are elected every 6 years. So I wish that we had a pattern like that of moving animals in and out of the zoo. So that we have an animal for like maybe 6 years to a decade. Then that animal gets to go back home. It wouldn't really know how to function probably, but that's, I'm not a zoologist, so I don't know. In any case, if there was some system that we could come up with like that so that they only had to be in the zoo a little bit, maybe it would make me feel better, but even I don't think that would make me feel better. The reason why it wouldn't make me feel better is because animals are smarter than we give them credit for. Everything that's happening around us, animals know about it. Here's my example. I was watching on the Discovery Channel a documentary about monkeys and about compensating people properly. And there were two monkeys, and both the monkeys were in cages. And the video clip is actually fucking hilarious. If you get a chance, go take a look at it. I'll try to post it to the website so you can go there and look at it. But there's two monkeys, and they're both in cages, and they're next to each other. So they can see everything that's happening with each other, as well as whoever the guy, the scientist outside the cage is. So they put a little puzzle in both of the cages, and the monkey have to complete the puzzle. Every time the monkey complete the puzzle, they give him a grape. Or, you know, some sweet, I don't remember what it was. It's been a long time since I've seen this video. And they give him some, like a treat, something that he enjoys eating. And they do that to both of them. So they start off the little experiment. And like I say, the monkeys can see each other. So one of them do the little test, and the man in the suit gives him a grape. And so the other one does the test in his side, and the man in the suit gives him a grape too. So then they put another test in there, and when the first monkey completes it, he gives him another grape. Then when the second monkey completes it, he gave him something like broccoli or some shit. It sounds stupid, but it's the God's honest truth. And the monkey that got the piece of broccoli smelt it and tossed it aside. So then the scientist put in a third puzzle, and the first monkey did it, and he gave the monkey a grape. And then he gave the second monkey a puzzle, and the monkey did it, and he gave him another piece of broccoli. And the monkey literally pushed his arm out of the little hole where he put the broccoli in and threw it back at the motherfucker and started shaking the cage and shit like, where's my grape? I did everything that motherfucker did. Why are you not giving me a grape? So that's my first example. And you have to see the video. It's fucking hilarious. But it's heartbreaking at the same time, because you can see that the monkey knows that it's not being treated the same as the other monkey. Kind of like white and black people. It is the perfect analogy between white and black people. In any case, the second clip was a monkey, just one monkey, just one cage, and the scientist is standing outside the cage. And he's showing the monkey a card trick, like with a deck of cards. When they get to the end of the card trick, the monkey laughs. Like, you have to see, it don't laugh like a human, but it got the joke, it got the trick, or whatever, and it laughed. If a monkey is smart enough to be able to tell a card trick, don't you think you're smart enough to know it's locked in prison? And if a monkey can tell that it's locked in prison, what does that mean for all the other monkeys and shit that's out there? They know that they're being held captive. And they're cognizant of that fact. And for that reason, I don't like the idea of us holding these animals, because that's not where the fuck they're supposed to be anyway. When I was a little boy, when I was 7 years old, I went to the circus for the first time. And I got to see all of these wonderful things. It was amazing. It was 17 or 18 motherfuckers coming out of a little clown car. And it was giraffes. And there was a man, three men in a motorcycle. And they were in this thing that looked like a big old ball. And they were going, you know, riding around in the motorcycles without hitting each other in a ball that all three of them were in. It was amazing. I saw the trapeze artist. It was wonderful. I also saw my first elephant. It was like 6, 7, or 8 of them motherfuckers. And they didn't really do anything special. They just, you know, went and kicked the ball around. And then one of them stood on the ball. And it was, I loved it. Now, also while I was 7 years old, but closer to when I was turning 8, on the news, they showed a circus in Hawaii. And an elephant had escaped. Some of you might remember this. And the elephant escaped, and this was in Hawaii. So the elephant is running around the streets of Hawaii. And so me and my mother were sitting there looking at it. She had me in her arms, and we were sitting there looking at the TV, and I was telling her all the things that I loved about the elephant. And I wasn't paying attention to the words on the TV. If I had, I should have known that this shit was coming. And they showed it on live TV, which fucked me and my mama up. We sat at the TV with our mouths open because we wasn't expecting this shit. They killed it by having, I don't know if it was army or police or what, but a whole bunch of motherfuckers stood around this thing and shot it to death on TV. I will never forget that shit as long as I live. I cried for weeks thinking about and dreaming about all them bullets going into that big ass elephant. And I kept asking my mama what the elephant had did wrong. And she said, nothing, baby. It just wasn't where it was supposed to be. And that made no sense to me. So basically what had happened was the elephant escaped from the circus. And as an adult, I understand it. You don't want to be no motherfucking slave. And the elephant, if the monkey's smart enough to know that it's being held in prison, the elephant is smart enough to know that it's being held captive too, that it's a slave. So fucking leave these animals alone, my goodness. There's so many other things that we can get entertainment out of. We have dogs and cats to keep us companions. We can get little pot-bellied pigs and ferrets and all of that type of shit. But as far as going out to these places and looking at them and gawking at them while they're drugged, what's fun about that anyway? I would rather go to an African safari. Shit, I would rather go to the safari in New Jersey than to go to a zoo. Because at least in the safaris in New Jersey in Africa, the one in New Jersey is called Great Adventures Amusement Park. It's wonderful. You get to sit in the car and see the animals in their natural habitat. They might not, the one in New Jersey might not be in their natural habitat, but you still get to see them interact with other animals and not be all drugged up and shit. And the monkeys will come get on your motherfucking car and act like monkeys. They're not in prison. They're in trees and grass and shit with coconuts and bananas and all that type of shit. So I have no problem with that. But this holding them hostage in cages and shit, that's for the birds. And the only reason why I sometimes hate animals has directly to do with slavery. Because you got to remember, when you see how white folks treat animals, nothing is wrong with the way white folks treat animals. They love them so much they let them kiss them in the mouth, which is some shit I could never do. Because I know what dogs do with their mouths and cats and all of that type of shit. Most brothers and sisters don't fuck around with no animal that's going to let them kiss them in the mouth. We don't do it. It's unsanitary. White folks do. And ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm sure they got goddamn Colgate and Crest and all of that shit for these white folks to use after they let their dog lick them all in the mouth and shit after they've been drinking water out the toilet. But now I don't forgot where I was going with it. But you get what I'm saying. So, like, Black folks, we love our pets. We do. But we don't love them the way white folks do. Like, we love them, and they can cuddle with us, and they can come to bed with us. But when it gets to that unsanitary shit, that's a whole nother matter. But, like, white folks love animals. And it makes some Black folks, like myself, resent them sometimes and in the right circumstances. For instance, I studied a great deal about slavery. Most of the topics that I studied in sociology preparing for law school was topics on race. So I did extensive study on the slave trade and finding out that white folk, which shouldn't be a surprise, but it did surprise me because I didn't know the shit, that white folks treated their animals better than they treated these humans. It fucked me up. So the reason why we have soul food is because we weren't allowed to eat the good parts of the meat. We made that for Massa and his family, and we had to eat the rest of the shit. And soul food is basically the parts of the animal white folks would never eat, but black folks having figured out a way to make them taste good, even though they were unhealthy and the worst parts of an animal that a human could eat. And these slaves would go out there in these fields and work all motherfucking day. They would work from what's called the can't see to the can't see. And the can't see to the can't see is from sunrise to sunset. You can't see at night and you can't see in the morning. You can only see when the sun comes up and you can only see until it goes down. So it's called the can't see to can't see. And anyway, they would go out there and work from can't see to can't see and couldn't even enjoy what it was that they produced. Because they had to make it for white folks with whips and guns and shotguns trained on them and everything else. And then little Rover would run up to the table and Master would give him a chicken leg. And slaves would see this and know that that dog was more important than they was because they can only get the chicken skin. They can only get the lips and the eyeballs and the kneecaps and the toenails of the chicken. But this motherfucking dog who doesn't even know how to enjoy food gets a chicken leg. So that's one reason that white folks make me sometimes resent animals. The other is shit like, I don't remember what the motherfucker's name was. Harambe is the ape, but there was a lion or some shit. Now, white folks got mad because Harambe was killed, which it was upsetting. It's upsetting to me too, but they took the shit a step too far. At the same time, John Scott had just got shot by police. He did absolutely nothing wrong. He was in Walmart. He was looking at a toy gun or some shit. He had it with him carrying it around. Some ignorant ass white motherfucker called the police and told him he was pointing it at people. Do you hear me? And the police came and shot him to death. He did nothing wrong. Not even a month later, Harambe happened. And all the white people who ignored that John Scott shit went and protested the Cleveland Zoo behind motherfucking Harambe, yet again letting me know black lives do not matter. Okay? And the reason why I bring that up is the same because the same thing is what happened with that lion. There was some trophy killing in Africa or some shit like that. I'm not sure if it was the dude from Papa Murphy's. Not Papa Murphy's. What's that place? The sandwich shop. I don't remember, but they are Jimmy John's. So the motherfucker for Jimmy John's is a trophy hunter. And I don't know if it was him or not. But what I do remember is that these niggas getting shot all the time. And white folk never show up. A few of them do, but not, you know, like as many as would show up to protest that there's trophy hunting going on. And that hurts my feelings as well. It hurts the entirety of the black community because we know these animals are more important than living human beings to some white folks. And it's hurtful. In any case, now you know how I feel about animals. Leave these motherfuckers alone. Let them live their lives. Let them live in the wild. We can take pictures. We live in the age of technology now where we can send a drone over to take video footage. All of these wonderful shows coming on HBO, Planet Earth, and all this type of shit. We can look at. We don't need to have them in zoos. Let animals be animals. Unless you're going to eat the motherfucker. And if you're going to eat some, why don't you leave me a comment? Make sure you call the voicemail line at 501-357-7585 or feel free to leave some feedback at feedback@thegreatdivide.us. And don't forget to leave 5-star reviews on Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic. We're not on Podomatic. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Podcasts, or Feedburner. And I'm about to submit the show to Spotify. So if you see us on any of those platforms, please leave a 5-star review. And until next time, I will catch you on the flip side.